Kof Aleph Mam Cheshvan, Tuesday the 22nd of November, Rabbi Emmanuel Dinan, Poseach Es Yodecho.
I'd like to share with you just some insight, a few ideas onto a puzzle which I found very difficult, and it's a problem which has affected my kavana, and that's in the puzzle of Pesach Es Yadecho Masbi'a Lechol Chai Rotzin. So we'll start from the halacha first. It says in Shulchan Aruch, Siman Nun Aleph, Seif Zayin, Tzarich Lechavein Beposuk Pesach Es Yadecho. You have to have Kavana. That means Pirush HaMilim. Although there's Kabbalistic Remozim in that Posuk as well. Pesach Es Yadecho is Pei Aleph Yud, which does not stand for Pale Agudas Yisrael. It stands for one of the names of Hashem. And Umasbia Lechol Chai Rotzin, and the Seif Tevois is Chatach, which is also one of the names. Poseach Es Yadecho. Poseach Es Yadecho. So the Rosh Tevois is Pei Aleph Yud, and Seif Tevois, which is Gematria of 91. Gematria, what's the significance of the Gematria of 91, Rabbi Isai? It's the Adnos, Yudke, Vavke, together with Adnos, with Aleph, Dalet, then Nun, then Yud, together with the Yudke, Vavke, together is 91. That's the significance of Pei Aleph, Yud. And one of the Shemos as well is Ches, Tov, Chav. But the simple meaning, that's not the important part. The important part is to be mechaven pshat in the posuk, the pirush hamilos, that you open your hands and you satiate, you satisfy every desiring soul, or every soul who desires. Right? So, I'm a dafkinig, I never understood that posuk. I don't understand the posuk. Hundreds and thousands of people have died of starvation. Yeah, and the Pasuk says, now I'm not asking why does Hashem make people starve. I'm not asking here a theological question. All I'm asking is, how can the Pasuk say, Poseach Es Yadecho Umasbia Lechol Chai Rotzi? Right? Lechol Chai Rotzi. He satisfies every single living being. How can that be? Right? Not only we find famine, we find, unfortunately, in the Klola about parents eating their children, also calamity upon calamity, The Mitzias is, Hashem has not always satisfied all living beings. Okay? That's question one. That's question one. Secondly, question two is, we have the Pasuk before that, Einei choy lelecha yisabeiru, v'ata noisein lahem yisachlon v'itoi. The eyes of all to you are searching, are hoping, but and you give them their bread in its time. Why is Pesach Es Yadecho more important than the previous pasuk? Than Ein Eichal Elecha Yisabeiru, right? And in fact, the Mechaber says clearly, you have to be Mechaber in the pasuk of Pesach Es Yadecho. So first of all, what's the difference between the two? And second of all, why is the second posuk more important? So, I've asked this question to a number of people. So one says, one pshat, I think Rav Hirsch, says, Poseach Es Yadecho, you open your hand, umasbi'a lechol chai rotzin, is that every chai, no matter where he is, he has a rotzin, he has a desire to live. So rotzin means he is masbia, not with food. He's HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives, provides man and every living being, survival instinct. A will that no matter what's happened to him in his life, he wants to live. He wants to live. He has a desire to continue living. However, the simple understanding is that it's going on panoso. It's going on to panoso. It's going ingraining into ourselves how Kadosh Baruch Hu is the one who's providing the panoso. And that's why it's so that's why it's so important to have kavana in tefillah. Not only that, what do you do with a posuk in Tehillim, Kuflamid Vav, in number 2, Noisen Lechem Lechol Basar? So that's clear, he provides bread for all flesh, Ki Lo Ilam Chazdoi, for his kindness is eternal. So here it says clearly, Noisen Lechem Lechol Basar. And we say this in Birkas HaMazon as well. We have the same problem in Birkas HaMazon. Umeichin mozoin lechol b'riyos of asher bara, and it provides sustenance for all the creatures which he has created. How does that stem? How do you reconcile that with reality? one more posuk is in posuk in Kuf Yud Alef, in Perek Kuf Yud Alef. It says teref nosan lireyov. Yizkol la'olam brisoy. Teref, sustenance, food. Yeah? The reason why food is called teref, what's it got to do with trefa? It's a very interesting idea, is that just like a behema has to have tactics, tachbolois, has to have how it's the predator is going to get its food, right? Or even if it's a herbivore, it has a tachbula, it has a plan in its head on how to get its sustenance, to get its food. Teref, food, the sustenance is also called teref. In a way, it doesn't just come. We have to think how to provide parnasa. We have to make strategies. The tachbula is a selacha milchama. Rav Hirsch says that lechem is miloshoin milchama. Because when we go out to the workforce, in a way, there's competition, there's things which don't go our way, so we have to go. We have to be strategic. We have to use strategies like a person going out to war. That's why it's called teref nosan lireo. However, what I want from here is it says he provides sustenance for those who fear him. How do you reconcile that with the apostle who says, Poiseach esedecho masbi'a lechol chai rotzu? So let's see the Gemara in Brochas Dav Daled Amud Beis is the source. Okay. Right, Mechalkel Chaim Bechesed provides. Sorry. Doesn't say to every.
Exactly.
Right here it says lechol. That is our problem. Lechol Chai Rotzin. Noisen lechem lechol boso. If it would have said noisen lechem leboso, I wouldn't have any difficulty at all. Like you said, me'oided yosoin ve'almana ye'oided. He doesn't help every yosoin ve'almana. He doesn't help yosoin ve'almana have been abandoned, but it doesn't say every yosoin ve'almana, right? All the noisen lechem lere'evim. It doesn't say he gave all the hungry ones. But these two psukim, the reason why we are homing in on these psukim, because these psukim say lechol, and that's the problematic word. Lechol. So the Gemara in Brochas, in number 5, says the following. Omar Rabbi Elazar, Omar Rabbi Avinah, Kol ha'oimer tehillah ledovid b'chol yom sholosh pa'amim, muftach lo shehu bein olam haba. Somebody who says tehillah ledovid, which is Ashrei, 3 times a day, he is promised that he is a bein olam haba. My Talmud. So Gemara says, what's unique about this in this mizmor? Ileim amishum de'asya ba'alef beis. If you tell me it's because it's written in the aleph beis, lefi the aleph beis. Neima Ashrei tzmimei darech. Let's say Mizmor Kuf Yutes, which is about the Shvach of Torah. The Asi B'Temani Avin, yeah, it's got 8 times each Aleph base. So that's interesting. Can you imagine, Baruch Hashem, we don't say Kuf Yutes, otherwise davening would be taking very, very long. Because we'd be saying Kuf Yutes three times a day. Three times each. So, Elam Mishum, the Isbei Poiseach Es Yadecha. You know why Ashrei is unique? And you know how Ashrei breathes? In what way it's preferable to Ashrei Tmimei Dorech? Because it has the Pasuk of Poiseach Es Yadecha. Says the Gemara, Neima Halel Agodol Dichsiv Bei Noisen Lechem Lechol Mosor. So why don't we say, Oydul Halel Agodol is Kuf Lamed Vav Noisen Lechem Lechol Mosor? It also says that. Ela Mishum De Is Bei Tarti. It has both. It's written in the Aleph Beis and it speaks about Mezoinus. Rashi says, okay, now this Rashi, I don't understand, seems to be Rashi holds Sholish Mami Kenegad Sholish Tfilois. What do you mean? Three times Ashrei corresponding to three Tfilos. Some say in Rashi that according to Rashi held, there is such a Tosfos, I think on Beis Amud Aleph, in Brochas. Rashi held, you say Ashrei at Mariv time as well. And there is, it doesn't Nusach Svarad start with, they start Ashrei. Nusach Svarad, Shia Malos, and then how do they finish up? There's no Ashrei. No. So anyway, that's interesting, Rashi. Others, first of all, it's interesting that many Rishonim don't have the gifts. The Rosh and the Rif are not Geres Gimel Pomi. They say, Kol Ha'Omer Tila LeDavid B'Chol Yoyim. As others say, three times a day, because three times is a chazokah. If you once you've said it three times, you're guaranteed that once you'll say it with kavon. Right? Nothing comes free. Yeah? Nothing comes free. You can't just say, rattle off words and you're muftach shebeinu olam haba. The point is to do it with kavona. Chazal fixed it three times, a bit like the Rambam learns, which Mishnah Rabbi say? Rotza kadosh baruch hu. Lezakos is Israel. He wanted to be mezake klal Israel. Lepikach hirba lehem toiro mitzvah shenema Hashem chavetz eman tzidko yagdi toiro v'yadi. So the Rambam learns that Mishnah, which is in the end of Makkos, that you can only get a passport to Olam Haba if you do one mitzvah completely lishma. That means divorced of any bias, any personal gain. Right? So that's the way to get to a ticket to Olam Haba. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us hundreds and hundreds of mitzvahs, so that among all the mitzvahs, we're guaranteed to get one. So same here, if you say it three times, you're guaranteed some time to be able to say it with kavona. So the Gemara says you need to say it both, because it's got Aleph Beis and it's got Parnasa. Yeah? So the Rashi says, the Osi Aleph Beis, V'yesh Boy, now Rashi adds, Shvach achonas mozoim lekol chai. I've put it in bold, lekol chai. Rashi says that it's got shvach mozoinus lekol chai, to every living being. Why does Rashi add that, Rabbi Yisai? Why did Rashi add that? Huh? Right, but why did Rashi add, why is that negia to the Gemara? So says the Gra in Shnois Elio, because we've got another mizmor which is also Aleph Beis and also has Parnas, speaks about Parnasa. And what is that? Those of us who daven Nusach Sfad on Shabbos Mincha should be aware of this mizmor. Shabbos Mincha, Nusach Sfad. In Leining. Sorry? Yeah. Mizmor Kuf Yud Aleph. Mizmor Oida Hashem Mechol Levav. Besoid Yesharim Ve'Eido, it's Kuf Yud Aleph. Besoid Yesharim Ve'Eido, Gadolim Ha'aseh Hashem Dorushim L'chol Chepzeim. So it says, Teref Nosan Lireyov. He provides it, the posuk in number 4. Teref Nosan Lireyov, Yisko Le'olam Brisoi. So we have another posuk, which is another mizmor, which is also Aleph Beis, and he speaks about Parnasa. Says the Gra, that's why Rashi says, Hachonas mozen lekol chai. This one is better, yeah, because it speaks about HaKadosh Baruch Hu being meichin mozen, not just for those who fear him, but for the whole of humanity, for all living creatures. And that's why the Gemara had suggested to say Mizma Kufla Medvav, which has Noisen Lechem Lechol Boso Kiloilom Chasdoi. Right? Now, what's the significance of saying Teila LeDavid three times, and what is the significance that it's written in the Aleph Beis? Right? So each one by itself is not sufficient. Right? The fact that it's written on the Aleph Beis is not a sufficient reason to say it every day. The fact that it's got a Parnasa is not a sufficient reason. The Gemara says, yeah, but the two together, then that's the reason why we say Teila LeDavid three times. Let's have a look at the Pnei Yeshua. V'nirei sha'kavona baze, sha'alidei sh'yoyim hazeh ha'mizmo gimel pa'omim b'kavona salev, v'klaz zimni. Already the Rishonim say this, Rabbeinu Yonah, and others say, when it doesn't work, yeah, there's nothing free in Yiddishkeit, you can't just, there's no magic formula, yeah? When Chazal say, you've got to say it three times, it means three times with kavona. And that's even more of a reason to come early to shul, shachris and mincha, because I'm not going to get it just by saying ashrei. It's got to be with kavona. Yeah, so what's the kavona? When you say it, gimu pa'amim b'kavona saleh b'tlas zimni, three times, have a chazoko. So he learns, not like we suggested, that if you say it three times, you're guaranteed once will be a kavona. No, if you say it three times with kavona, now it's chazoko. Now I've established something in my heart, I've ingrained something. Right? The Aleph Beis represents Torah. And that's why the Gemara suggested which Mizmor to say instead of Ashrei. Ashrei Tmimei Dorech. What's the whole Mizmor? Toibli Torah Spicha Me'al Vezo Avachas. The whole Mizmor is about the greatness of Torah. Right? So, however, Chazal here want to impress upon us that the whole purpose of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is creating the world is to serve that person who is being oisek in the Torah which was given in Chav Beis Oisiyos, right? V'yichav en gamken sheyesh beze hamizma v'chol hanivroim v'nasim loy nivro ela b'shvil kach, kanoida. That's what it's written. The famous Rambam, Rabbi Yisai, in his Akdoma, in his introduction to Perush HaMishnayos, speaks about the palace, the amazing palace with the 90 bedrooms and the chandeliers. And why? Because once the Chacham, the Talmid Chacham, was on a journey and he needed to seek some shelter somewhere. Therefore, this whole edifice, because the Talmid Chacham once on a journey needed to be protected from the sun. ויחבן גם כן בפסוק את פסח הסדך ומסביע לכל חי רצוין what should he be מחבן שהקדוש ברוך הוא זרנו מפרנס או אילום מקרני רעימים from the horns of רעימים which is mighty animals על בית צייחיני וכולם מספרנסים שלא יביגיע ושלא יבצער yeah and they Hashem provides for them yeah אם כן בוודא החי איתן לליבוי man will impress upon him his heart ויומר למה זה הלוויל וריק I'll spend my whole day working hard to provide for my sustenance. Yeah? Since the whole of creation is to provide a forum, to provide a setup for people who learn Torah. Yeah? So that's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu provides the animal, the living beings, their parnosa shalei b'yigia. Now, Rabbi Yisai, what does it mean HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mezamin them shalei b'yigia? I don't know if any of you have ever watched David Attenborough or similar thing, but sometimes, you know, animals, especially predators, can go hungry for a long time, and it's not easy for them to get their prey. So I'm not quite sure what it means, shalai b'yigia. It could be they don't feel the stress of that. Is that a kavana? But some, you do find animals do have to work to a certain extent for their pranasa. But, says the Pnei Yeshua, if the animal, which was only created, the whole prayer was created to serve man, the man who is the pinnacle of creation, the man who is learning Torah is the pinnacle of man, So, and that's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu provides for them Shalei B'Yegiyah, so that all the more so the man himself who is studying Torah, the man himself who is dedicating himself to fulfill, to get close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu via the Torah, all the more so that he needn't get carried away in his ishtadlos of providing a parnasa. And that's the maimor of the pasuk, Hashlech al Hashem Yehovcha, place on Hashem your load, your burden, v'yichal kalecha. Like Chofetz Chaim used to say, it's like a person who's traveling and he's got a heavy baggage, and there's a wagon comes and he asks for a lift, and he gets a lift, and he's still carrying his heavy baggage. He says, "Why? Because you know, it's one thing you're giving me a lift, but I don't want you to carry my baggage as well." So now he says, "You're shoyter. As soon as you're on my wagon, I'm carrying your luggage anyway. So therefore, it's superfluous to keep it on your back." That's the reason of the two, right? So the Aleph Beis represents the Torah which was given by Aleph Beis, and Poseach Yadecha is to ingrain ourselves that HaKadosh Baruch Hu provides for all of humanity, and all of humanity, sometimes it's more evident than others, is there to serve the person who's learning Torah. Lulei Brisi Yoyman V'Laila, if it wasn't for the Torah, day and night, Chukai Shemayim Va'aretz Lo Yisamti. I will not have placed statutes that kept the world going. So, why is it that we say three times during the day? Interesting. We don't say like the Mashmos of Rashi at night, Ashrei. We say it twice in Shachris and once in Mincha. Says the Pnei Yeshua, because that's when we need it most. That's when we mean it most, because that's when a person goes out to work, and he continues working until nightfall. So that's why it's in the day when he is preoccupied with doing ishtadlos, working, providing parnasa, that's when he needs that reminder, hey, don't get carried away. Remember where the parnasa come from. And that's the catch of parnasa. That we have to do our ishtadlos, we have to do our bit, and yet to remember how it comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, despite the fact that we have to work. Let's return to our question. Rav Shimon Schwab in the Sefer on prayer, he wants to suggest Pesach Umasbia Lechol Chai. First of all, I'd want to share with you how he learns Rotzoin. Rotzoin means goodwill, Chain. Yeah, as we say in Bezhen, Bechesed Bechain Bechesed Vrachamim. He says Parnasa more than anything needs Chain. Because a person can have the gift of a gab, he can have all the qualities, he can have the best degrees, the best qualifications, but he needs chayim. You have a professor, yeah? You have a professor who knows it all. Yeah, if he doesn't find favor with a dean, yeah, with the guys in charge of the university, he's not going to get his job. How many artists, how many gifted people died as paupers, yet their works, their arts, and their whatever they've discovered, if they're scientists, was discovered after their lifetime. Why? Because there was missing one ingredient, and that's chayim. In Parnasa, one needs chayim more than anything else. And that's what it means. He provides a rotzin, he provides man with goodwill. Sometimes a person feels inadequate. I'm working so hard, and yet Parnasa is so difficult. Yeah? Yeah? It's not a reflection on me. It's matnas chayim. It's a matnas chinam. It's a matana from HaKadosh Baruch Hu that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives a chayim. Chayim is something, a grace. It's not something you work on. It's something which automatically comes. That's why it's related, Rabbi Yisai. Chayim is related to which word? Chinam. Yeah? Because it's something which HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives. I can't earn it. I can do my way. I can want to be close to the Borei Olam. But in the end, that chen has to come from Hashem. Sometimes HaKadosh Baruch Hu chooses not to give that. And therefore it's not a reflection necessarily on me that I'm inadequate, that I'm a no good, or the fact that Parnassah is so difficult. And that's how I thought that was a beautiful explanation of Rotzin. Yehi Ritzui Echov. He should be beloved by his brothers in the brachos. So and Rav Shimon Schwab asked this question: what does it mean? Poisech is lechol masbia lechol chay rotzin. So he wants to say we have to say lechol chay rotzin means to all those that you desire to live. Not rotzin means you desire. Rotzin that Rav Shimon Schwab learns is going on the goodwill. You provide them with rotzin. With a grace in order to sustain them, in order to give them parnosa. But lechol chai does not mean to every living being. It means to all those that you want them to live. He says, and we have to say, umeichin mazoin lechol b'riyoy sav asher boros, and Nusach Svad, and Edut HaMizrach add here, ka'amul poisach esedecho masbi'a lechol chai rotzoin. So he wants to suggest that this pasuk is coming to clarify. Don't think we're saying umeichin mazon lechol b'riyoy sav asher boro, yeah, but it's not true. Hundreds, thousands, millions of people have died of hunger and of lack of sustenance. No, kamu poisach esedecho masbi'a lechol chai, to those which HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants them to live. That's who HaKadosh Baruch Hu provides parnosa for. That's Rav Shimon Schwab. I would like to suggest that lechol chai rotzoin and noisen lechem lechol basod does not mean to every living being. It means to every single species. Every single species, yeah, gets every type of living being gets its sustenance to its own desire. The Mefarshim say rotzoin is going on the desire of the living being. Yeah, you provide his sustenance, you must be him, according to his desires. So it means every single species, every single different type of animal, human being, it could be, food could have been provided like car, like fuel in a car. You didn't need to feel any difference, right? You just fill the car with, you need to go to the petrol station to fill up, otherwise you can't go. That's what food could have been, right? You need to fill up. We shouldn't really make a difference in the way you feel. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave the matana that not only am I going to provide you your sustenance, but you are going to feel it. You are going to feel how your needs is being satisfied. It won't just be an intellectual thing. That's why Rav Shimshon Pinkas says, what did Yitzchak ask Esav to do? To go and provide him food. Yitzchak, who was almost completely menutak, disconnected from this world. Yet why? Because if a person's starving, hungry, and he now feels satiated, he feels a mini tchiyas amesim. He feels HaKadosh Baruch Hu tangibly in his life. Right? And that's why, and when you feel close, when you feel godly, that's when you can give the brachas. And that's the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu provides for every single being. The crow at the beginning is cruel on its fledglings, on its young ones, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu brings an animal and it coughs out from the nose toloim, yeah, and until the chicks resemble its mother, when it can have compassionate on them, they feed on these worms. Like there's both with intricate ways of providing parnasa. I just want to finish off with Rav Hirsch. Rav Hirsch says on the pasuk, "Ki loy al alechem levada yichya adam, ki al kol moitzafi Hashem yichya adam." Loy al alechem. Lechem is bread. Lechem, as we said, is milchama. A person thinks, I need to do my shtadlus. I need to go to war. I need to work out. How am I going to do it? No. Look what happened in the Midbar. I provided all your sustenance. Yeah? There wasn't such thing as, there was no strategy. Therefore, yeah, although we are here as an Nisayan, and we're here to live in this world, and we're here to do shtadlus, not like the Midbar, yeah. Nevertheless, from the 40 years in the Midbar, I want you to realize that even when you do your ishtadlos, It's not really your ishtadlus that does it. Yeah, it's me who's providing the lechem. That means even when you do have to go to war, in inverted commas, but it's really mitzvah fi Hashem. It'll provide your parnasa because it's from me. And every single thing, every single food, the provision is given by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I just want to say that, to finish off with a line, which I found the chizuk, is when a person going through a difficult time to realize that HaKadosh Baruch Hu provides him exactly what he needs. And instead of telling HaKadosh Baruch Hu how great your problems are, tell your problems how great HaKadosh Baruch Hu is. Thank you.